course, our gymnastics team was really good.
Mm-hmm.
A few state championships, I believe, and the competition cheerleading was kind of spin off from that, I guess. But.
Right. How would you characterize the diversity of Roswell High School?
Of Roswell High School?
Yeah.
I feel it's, I mean, very diverse in and just personalities and stuff, but also, like, I feel there are a lot of different races and ethnicities. I guess it is pretty much primarily white, but we also do the minority to majority busing from other communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that really increased the diversity of the school.
Was there a lot of mixing between racial groups, or were there any problems? Or
no, I mean, I don't know if I sheltered or anything, but like there were never really any problems with mixing or I don't know how like mixed it was necessarily, because I mean everybody has their cliques in high school, but I mean, really, it just was based on interests. I mean, sports and I don't know, more academics or clubs or whatever, just depending on what you did.
Right. How were those other cliques? Like, was it, were there a lot of them? Was it very clearly defined who was where and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'd say most of the people could be kind of identified with a certain group of people, but then also there were, I mean, quite a few, not the majority, that kind of like hopped around, had friends here and there, but I guess really in essence they, in the way they had kind of their own clique, they hung out, but they also hung out with the other people.
Right. So what would have been some of the more easily like identified groups?
Termed.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like even the football players, football/basketball, were a little different from the other athletic cliques, I guess. But, like, I mean, most of the teams pretty much stuck together a little bit, besides a couple people. The cheerleaders, I guess. I don't know. I just kind of hopped around. I had a lot of different friends. But, Some of my group's friends didn't really have, like, you know, anything that you could really put them with, I guess. They're just, I mean, sometimes they're more just random, sometimes outdoorsy guys, or there's some more, I guess, hippie-esque guys, you know, in a clique, or, but.
Gotcha. Let's see, move on a little bit. What are, I guess, when people ask you where you're from, what do you say?
Usually, I mean, since in college, I usually say Roswell. I start off saying Roswell. And if they look a little blank, I say Metro Atlanta. I mean, those are usually two things I go with.
What's the difference to you between Roswell and Atlanta?
Well, Roswell, I mean, I guess it's more of an outside of Atlanta and stuff. I feel like most people associate Atlanta with the city, but it's also, like, the capital. So most people can identify that no matter where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of explained it. It's just kind of a little outside. But, I feel like Roswell is a little more affluent, I guess, just being it's a suburb and stuff. But
what does that word suburb mean to you? Like, what